Border Podcast presents The Birth of Things. On Friday, October 18, 2019, Chile exploded. Like a bomb, it exploded. Days earlier, high school students jumped the metro turnstiles and made it possible for citizens to access the metro without paying. This was the flame that ignited a social revolution. The epicenter of this revolution occurred in Plaza Italia, now renamed as Plaza Dignidad. The Baquedano metro station is at the center of this plaza and has been a key witness to the social outburst. Turnstiles and tickets office saw their station transformed into a battlefield. Today, Baquedano is a ghost station. Its entrance and walls have become living museums tattooed with social discontent. In this series, the objects are alive and have something to say. This is The Birth of Things, The Last Turnstile.
Next station, Baquedano. Be aware of the closing doors.
Good morning, comrades!
Good morning, Commander!
Alpha Cobra Squadron of Baquedano South Turnstiles, prepare your secrets and gears! Today is a new day in the Great Santiago Metro! Oh, listen to the roar of that machine! That's the sound of progress! We are the guardians of this sacred space that allows weak humans to move at the speed of light. Like every other day, a herd of humans will line up to cross through you. And like every day, they're going to pay. And what are you going to do?
Turn.
What if they don't pay?
We will turn.
Not bad! Let no one dare jump over us. It is up to us to respect established order.
Sunday, October 6th. At exactly 12 o'clock, a new price hike was introduced for the Santiago Metro fare. The fee rose 830 Chilean pesos during rush hour, which is roughly $1.
Comrades, today is an important day. The general just informed me of a new hike.
New hike.
But don't worry. They're going to keep paying, as they always have. Because the value of the subway goes up, and what do?
Keep paying.
With all due respect, my commander, I don't think the passengers will be happy. The rates are very expensive, and the economy...
Don't interrupt me! You are not here to give opinions. We are here to serve. This is the only way for this nation to develop and prosper. The turnstiles are a valuable link in the chain of progress. We have state-of-the-art technology and European certification. We are stainless steel and we rotate silently. And not for nothing, we are one of the best metro systems in Latin America, on the planet, in the solar system.
Monday, October 7th. At 9 a.m. in a television interview, the Chilean Minister of Economy argued that the early birds will benefit from a lower rate. This statement becomes a trending topic on social media and generates outrage throughout the population. That same day, high school students from a prestigious public school organized the first mass evasion at a metro station. They use the slogan, to evade, not to pay, is to fight in another way. Within a few days, there were 10 iconic high schools coordinating their actions throughout the city.
What's going on? This can't be true! There's a girl above me, she stares at me, rests her hand on my back, uses the momentum and... Whoa! She jumped over me! Stop! Hey! Pay! Never in my life have I experienced anything so humiliating! Comrades, are you all right?
Yes, Commander.
Calm down, Commander. They're students showing their discontent.
Discontent with what? Is there a reason? Have we given them bad service?
Apparently, yes.
What are you saying? Maybe you have a fault.
It's not a fault, Commander. This is how I was programmed.
Who are you?
I'm the last of the line. The one differentiated for students and seniors.
Of course you are. Attention! Alpha Cobra Squadron to Central Unit. Commander Robert Perez Crimson, do you copy?
Copy, Commander.
Something terrible just happened. A group of miners just jumped over us. They were laughing and shouting chants that included the words evade and fight.
Copy, Commander. Indeed. Actions like this are happening in other stations. We'll keep you informed on the protocol.
But there are girls in school uniforms jumping over us. Repeat, girls jumping over us.
I understand, and I know your men are not made of iron, Commander. I mean, technically they are. But you know what I mean.
What do you mean, General? I don't understand.
Never mind, but rest assured that this will not catch on. Tomorrow everything will be back to normal, I assure you.
Monday, October 14th. The authorities close the metro stations throughout the city.
Comrades, we must be stronger than ever. A dark force took hold of our youth. They don't understand the value of services. They think everything can be free. But good services must be paid for. Comrades, resist and fear not. Turnstiles, unite!
We'll never be defeated.
And you, the rebellious one, I'll be watching you. Here they come! Watch out!
Wednesday, October 16th. The movement spreads throughout the city. Today, 16 metro stations close their doors.
General! They outnumber us! We need new instructions urgently! Do you copy?
We're working on it, Commander.
Also, I am obliged to inform you that in my squadron we have a rebel! These turnstiles for students and the elderly encourage the youth to jump over it!
Hey, jump over me! Me, here! Hey, jump over me!
Get her back in order right now.
Of course I am! I am telling her that she must comply, but she says that she connects with the feelings of the young people.
But how can she say this when the young and the old do not have to pay the increased fare?
She knows that, but she says that these young people are doing this for their mothers, fathers, aunts, uncles, and grandparents.
These young people are not afraid.
What did she say?
She says that the young people aren't afraid!
They don't know who they're dealing with. They don't know what we are capable of.
I need instructions to stop this!
Calm down, Roberto.
It's Robert, my general. Robert Perez Crimson, commander of the South Bacchidana Squadron. I've never seen anything like it. A comrade's blatant disobedience. Citizens' unrest unfolding. What will the future look like with all of this?
Friday, October 18th. The most violent day yet. Repayment is not only evaded, but infrastructure is destroyed. 1:15, a crowd of young people decides to sit on the platform with their feet dangling towards the electrified tracks. 3:20 p.m. Two main metro lines collapse.
I can't believe this! My Alpha Cobra Squadron is down! I'm the only one standing! But my stainless steel heart is completely destroyed! Our essential colleagues, the ATM and fellow ticket officers are also destroyed! I repeat, destroyed! It's unfair! We don't deserve this!
Calm down, Roberto!
It's Robert! And how will you have me calm down? This is chaos! Nothing is left standing. Police fight with school children, and in between, We, the agents of progress, are being destroyed. What is going on, General?
Something's going to happen. We must be prepared. Darkness is coming.
What will happen, General? I don't understand. General, are you still there? Is anyone there?
6 p.m. The total suspension of the Santiago metro system is announced. The streets are full of people who mostly walk towards Plaza Italia, where the first demonstrations on the public road begin.
Commander?
Rebellious Turnstile, you're alive! Oh, what a joy! I mean, it's good to know you're all right, soldier.
I'm not feeling very well. All of my energy is spent.
Why have these juvenile offenders attacked you if you were on their side?
There are not only young people here.
What do you mean?
They're infiltrators, Commander. I saw them.
What are you talking about?
8 p.m. Barricades in different parts of the city began to appear. 8:30 p.m. The president leaves the presidential office to go to a pizzeria in a wealthy neighborhood to celebrate the 7th birthday of one of his grandchildren. 8:53 p.m. A person takes a picture of the president eating a pizza and celebrating, and the image goes viral. Even though the metro stations were closed, as it begins to get dark, 9 stations were set on fire and 77 were vandalized to some degree.
I told you dark times were coming.
So you knew this was going to happen?
In theory, no, I didn't. I didn't know.
In theory? So why didn't you stop this, General?
Shh. Be quiet.
Why? If you knew this was going to happen and you didn't stop it!
Silence, I said!
Was it organized? But, General, no one can get there except us! And we would never do this to ourselves! General? Could it be?
What on earth is it you're saying?
Excuse me, General. I'm delirious. I can't see well anymore. Have we failed in something? Those people... They're coming closer. Are they allies? What did you say? I need to know who they were, General. Do you hear me? Here they come. Let go. No! 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 That was...
During the middle of the night, a wave of looting ravages pharmacies and supermarkets. In many neighborhoods of the city, people go out to bang their pots and pans. After midnight, the president declares a state of emergency in Santiago de Chile, which restricts freedom of movement and authorizes the military to fill the streets.
We'd like to inform all of our customers that in aisle K15, we have an offer of table and chair sets for your terrace that are made of recycled stainless steel. We are protecting the planet and ensuring your comfort.
General, this is Commander Robert Crimson. Can anybody hear me? I'm a prisoner. I'm trapped in the body of a folding terrace table. Please, I need rescue. I'm on sale, so it's likely that a family will buy me. Help me. I need to get out of here before that happens. I'm in aisle K15. I repeat, aisle K15. We must find those responsible, General. Do you hear me? Who burned the metro? Is anyone there?
This was The Burst of Things, the last turnstile. To hear other stories like this, go to the website borderpodcast.com and follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or where you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook account at Border Podcasts. The Last Turnstile was written by Trinidad Piris and Benjamin Villalobos and performed by Álvaro Córdoba, Diego Gugan, Trinidad Piris, and Agustina Piris. Produced by Maria Ignacia Kurt and co-directed by Trinidad Piris and Maria Ignacia Kurt. The sound design and assembly are by Martin Cruz. The sound design by Martin Perez Roa and Fernando Lucero as assistant director. This series is a production of Mucha Media with the support of the University of Bristol, UK, Invisible Scoop, and Goethe Institute. You are on Border Podcast.